is 2.5 hours away. Lexington would be the closest in Kentucky. Two hours, and then 2 hours, a little bit more than that, go north, North Kentucky. Oh, Cincinnati, you know, 2.5 hours east. You're in Huntsville, West Virginia, Barbersville. There ain't any other one. Ashland, maybe on the eastern part of Kentucky, but it's not even a major city. Well, I'll throw it in there. But still, I'm hours away from everything because I hate the big city that bad. I hate going through Georgia because whenever you go through Georgia now, pay attention. I swear, at every 100 yards, there's a pole and there's a camera on it. And they got these little boxes. I can't stand it. I cannot stand it. I like to ride free, you know? You feel me? Ride free. Hit them back roads, you know, do how we always do. And enjoy yourself riding. Not worrying that every 100 yards you're being watched by a camera. Just can't stand it. I don't even want to drive through a state like that. Give them my money, anything. It's like totalitarian. Pisses me off. That's why I boycotted Illinois for years. And still hate them. Because I have to go drive down and around Illinois. Because they didn't have reciprocity with my concealed carry permit. They wouldn't recognize it. So, you know, I'm going to cover something somewhere on the other side of Illinois and I gotta get there. Normally I'd go through Illinois, but no, once I'm armed, it's like, no, I gotta go down and around, and it's F you for making me do it. So I can't stand Illinois. They're totally totalitarian. And yes, I feel that state has destruction coming its way. I'm sorry if you live in it. I mean, there's good people everywhere, and bad people everywhere too. But, dude, so much is happening there with them allowing illegal immigrants to get IDs and to try to be police officers. Are you good, mate? You think I'm gonna go through there and have some illegal migrant Chinese to pull me over, and then what? Draw down on me because I'm armed? Like, dude, y'all got something else coming. Like, I don't think so. We ride free here. Thank God they made it constitutional carry, way it should be here. That's what I was saying, Jay Winch, in every state, like, F them, you know? Yeah. Every trip's different. I'll just leave that there. I hope we can hook up one day, my brother. I appreciate all of the support. Plenty of you out there I'd love to see one day. Run out of time. Unfortunately. So, there's a great migration happening. Yes, across our southern border. It's massive. That's not the only one. We've got people fleeing certain states and going into other states. So I just wanted to point out, keep track of where the most recent statistics are showing us in terms of the top 40 counties with the largest population shifts between 2020 and 2023. Okay? The top three places with the largest population increases in the entire country are, number one, Collin, Texas. Number two, Wake County, North Carolina. And if you don't know, a ton of people have fled from California into North Carolina. They have picked it to be their California on the East Coast. Not Florida or anything like that. No, they've picked North Carolina for whatever reason to be their spot. And they've gone there and so much, they're number two. The numbers prove it. And I've already heard. I know people that have relatives, family, that are like in California. People fleeing California, wanting to leave California. I know somebody that's I heard of it was retiring in particular, that's wanting to get out of California. And they were looking at all these different states, and North Carolina came up, but then they rejected it because when they look at it, all the prices have already been driven up because of all the people that have left California and gone there. And you can see by the numbers, it proves it. NC sliding to number two there, topping Florida, which comes in at number three, Hillsboro, Florida. The top three places that people are going to, Texas, North Carolina, and Florida, all got some beautiful countryside, beautiful people in them. I could see why people would like to live in all three, to be honest. I've had good days in all of them. Had some crazy times in Texas, man, with and Florida. But, yeah, I've been to jail in Florida. Can't say that much often, can I? But, yeah, I've been to jail in Florida. That's right. Panama City Beach. I'm not proud of it, but it's a story to be told. Adobe 7's not perfect. I was down there partying with my friends, 20-some years old. You know, being a 20-some year older. Well before I was wide awake, woke. Partying up on the beach, and some dudes from the military were with us partying up on the beach, and they just so happened to pull out some live grenades and automatic weapons and all this other crap. We're like, what the? And, like, a lot of us thought it was cool, but some snitchy ass bitches that were with us didn't. They went and told the cops, and the cops came and raided the whole place and stormed it and took these dudes down because they stole grenades, like, fled the base with all these military dudes we were hanging out with. They stole all this stuff, and they went down for it. They got busted hard. Well, I'll never forget, we ran and ran and ran, and I went down by a swamp, and I almost got ate by an alligator. I'm not kidding you. And, we thought it was clear, and, come back, and, no, they doubled back. They came back to the place. They got me and my buddy. I simply walked down to the car because I had to get some stuff out of it, and I walked right out into a trap, basically. And they arrested me with a whole bunch of other people. Long story short, I had to walk the beach of Panama City Beach for what they wanted to say was AI, which was the stupidest thing because I wasn't even drunk or anything like that. But me and a bunch of my buddies, well, one of my buddies in particular, BJ, it's passed away. Rest in peace, brother. He went to jail with me down there, and we had to do community service, walk the beach the next day. It was on the news. All that picking up trash, making us look like idiots. You know, and all that. I put my time in there, served my time down in Florida, and then bounced. I didn't do no hard time on Hoodie Ross, but yeah, I did my bit down there. That was my story. Going to jail in Florida. Hey, thank you for supporting the real news, Led. Thank you for those coffees. Appreciate it to the fullest, man. I'm for real. All you guys that support the show, it's appreciated more than you know. It's some of the most trying times ever for me. So, appreciate it to the fullest. Now, let's dive in down the P. Diddy music industry, Hollywood, pedophile elite rabbit hole here, which is unraveling, which is going to run deep, and it's gonna involve a lot of people. Unlike, you see, what this is going to do is they'll sell out all the stars, because the stars aren't really nothing. All they are used. They're not the real power players that run all this stuff. They're made stars because they sell out. They bow down to the real power players, the Baphomet worshiping goons. A lot of like in Hollywood, even in the music industry, you have Talmudic Jews that run it, that are at the top of it. It's no secret. They openly show it, and we know this. And a lot of them are openly involved in these circles. And when you look at it, there's several of them. I think you'd be taken into court right now, and they could be charged with assassinations, with murders, with like Tupac, Biggie, a whole lot of other people. All these rings, who do you think taught them how to do it? Who do you think put P. Diddy and all these goons on? All the big record execs. They're the ones that first put them on that ever even gave them the chance to be who and what they are. Come on. These Jimmy Iovines, Jerry Hellers, man. All these dudes that walked away with the bag while all these other guys got murdered. And what P. Diddy and all of us guys ran around having these orgies, filming it. And I'm telling you what, his life is in danger. Some of you probably don't care. And some of you are probably like bad blood killer.
There's going to be a lot more arrest like off Scully, of this.
Parts he plays.
Just happened.
And doing in Biggie and so many other people. Craig Mack. Is it the murderer list? He's like a Clinton cartel, man. The body count around Diddy's crazy. Even Mace will tell you. Mace has been speaking openly about it and even saying, anything happens to me, that's the man did it. You know what I'm saying? Like, Diddy's a dog, man. He's one that's in the closet. He's a closet homosexual. He's always tried to play the gangster part. You know, ever since the days of Pac. Ever since Pac got assassinated and killed, he always tried to play the one like, you know, I'm alive, I'm the one, I lived. Even Biggie got killed, I lived. But this dude has opened his mouth so many times that he's proven to me that he's behind. He knows the inner workings of the assassinations of Tupac and Biggie, which to me is huge. Because if you really want to solve those murders, you can't do it without bringing P. Diddy under the microscope. Right now is the time to do it. With all eyes on him, all these accusations, let the truth be told in court, full scale. Because it's well known. Go watch Art of the Dialogue or DJ Vlad or whoever. All these dudes that interview the rappers. Okay? They're all out there busting, talking about it. Reggie Wright Jr., all the guys connected to these murders. It's well known from Greg Kading and all of them. They know that P. Diddy put out $1 million out there that was supposed to be for the head of Tupac Shakur. And the one of the main guys in the middle that's now gone, died of cancer, his name's Zip. A major player in the middle of all this, connected into New York and into California and all this, between Big and Pac. Zip got this money and was supposed to pay off and give it to Keefe D, which was the head Crip that was there the night that Tupac got assassinated. But these are fall guys for the beast. Because the feds assassinated both these gentlemen, Biggie Smalls and Tupac Shakur. They sure did. They were following, filming, watching. Imagine if you could see that footage, which you never will. They won't even give you JFK's footage how many decades later. Same tactic. You see, even Tupac Shakur's dad would tell you in all the interviews with the same Art of the Dialogue DJ Vlad, he'll tell you who killed his son. Who's complicit in it? The feds. That's who did all this. No one ever has the kahunas to say it when the stars, because they'll be next. But that's who did it. Anyone ever kills me, it's the same ones. Same ones. Yep. Same evil hand, dude. They murdered them. You see, Tupac's dad said, how could they not know? They were tracking Tupac. They know this for a fact. They were following him, tailing him. They watched the whole thing. They filmed it. The feds filmed everything. It was a setup. It was a setup by the Baphomet. Set up by Jimmy Iovine, all the boys. They didn't want to deal with Pac no more. They chose to make him a sacrifice to the Baphomet. He was literally a sacrifice, my man was. And so was Biggie. And they played the whole thing off as the East Coast, West Coast beef, and that's how they thought it would go to the history books. And they'd ride off to the sunset. The guys ain't dead yet. They ain't dead yet. and this thing ain't over. Some big fish can fry here. You see, as far as Pete Diddy's concerned, I know everyone's probably wondering, asking, well, why all of a sudden are they going after Diddy? Well, because Diddy, like so often it happens, I hear, these dudes get an ego and they get all this money and this power and they think that they can start to contend. They think that they can start to go to war and they can start to be the man. Untouchable. Running all these sex rings, what P. Diddy was doing, him and Suge were taught by the high-level Masons to film these people. And I told you on other streams, Suge Knight did the same thing. I told you a whole story about how they went into a club one night and they left the camcorder in a limo. Everybody back got their ass beat down because of that camcorder. And what was so special about that camcorder? Because it had people compromised on it. It had people getting done in the rear on film. Grown-ass men that weren't trying to let the world know that they're that way, all on film, because that's how Suge Knight got down. They blackmailed them all. This is a tactic. It's how they become so powerful. P. Diddy doing the same thing. Suge Knight's been locked up. P. Diddy ain't. P. Diddy's been doing this for decades. The Game used to run with this clown all the time. The Game bought P. Diddy a Lamborghini. Why would you do that? Why would you do that? It's because he was running up in him. You know, P. Diddy brought in Justin Bieber. You know that he legally owned, like, had possession of Usher. Yes, sir. He's on film saying we used to wake up in the morning and get bowls of syrup. Like, he's on camera talking about doing sexual stuff with these people. It's out there. He's been caught. I guess when you're running these rings, he gets so comfortable with it, he thinks he can just openly say all these things. But look who else is getting pulled into this. If you ain't already noticed on the screen, Ashton Kutcher. All these famous people. You see, they killed Epstein. They got him quick before he could ever open his mouth. They got him, right? Before any names could be mentioned, and we're still waiting. They just told us last week 200 different people's cell phones. They've got their numbers, but they didn't tell you a single name. Dude, that's rubbing it in your face. That's rubbing it in your face. That's just smacking you in the face. Seeing you people are stupid. You're dumber than a box of rocks. We murdered them. Y'all know it. Y'all ain't gonna do nothing about it. And we're gonna sit here and tell you that we know 200 people that were there. And we're gonna let you know that we know. And not mention a single name. Because you're that stupid. That's how they're looking at this. Because people don't do nothing. They don't protest. They don't riot. They don't bug back. They don't do shit. They'll do nothing. So they're just gonna sit back and watch. Because that's all anybody wants anymore is entertainment. Gonna sit back and watch till the lights go out. So Suge Knight, believe it or not, this dude's got a podcast from prison. And he's talking. And he puts a warning, a shot across the bow. And he basically says, pretty simple, Diddy, you're done. They're coming for you. All those people that know about that little room, that secret little room. That secret little room. See, Suge knows because he did it too. He did it too. And we know this for a fact. Except he's, who knows? Who knows how deep this thing's gonna run? Were there sex rings connected? In ways, yes, they were. Because these two are connected through the Baphomet. That's where their allegiance is. How does Suge Knight ever get on, ever get the money to ever get, how did any of this ever come about? It's all from the club of the Baphomet. High level Masonic evil as they come. Suge Knight willing to sacrifice Tupac. Oh yeah. And we know this for a fact. All the records, when you talk to the closest people to Tupac, family and friends and all that, real friends and family, the stories there, not fake friends like outlaws and others that are covering for the feds and all this other crap. No. There's a reason why The dude that produced Machiavelli after Tupac died, he made sure the whole world knew that Shook had a part of it. Because the very first words are, Shook shot me. Now, what I know is that Shook Knight worships the Baphomet. Frank Alexander, Tupac's bodyguard, admitted that on film before he died. This shows that the whole thing was a sacrifice. Tupac was ready to leave death row. He fired David Kenner, the main Jew lawyer that was running this whole thing, covering death row's tracks, which was a conflict of interest, days before he died. And guess what they said? Tupac, you're on probation. If you want to get off probation, there's a stipulation. You've got to go perform a concert at Club 662. And they set a trap. They set a trap where he had to go to Vegas. He didn't even want to go. But he had to go. Why? Because he had to do the stupid charity thing at 662 Shook Knight's Club to get off probation. He had to do it. So, outside of that, he was wanting to go to Atlanta to handle some family business. Wasn't even wanting to go to this event. Pac went. Pac lost his life. He gets assassinated. Sitting right next to this piece of crap, Shook Knight. Guess what? If you have the eyes to see, you take a step back. How did Biggie die? Right next to Puffy. You can't make this up. It's like, couldn't you guys have been a little bit better? A little bit sharper? They couldn't even have picked a different way to do it. Like, you did it the exact same way. Like, get out of here. Like, the man was there that night, too. They filmed the whole Biggie murder, assassination, the whole nine. They always do. Any city I've ever gone to where any slight events ever been going down, any big city, there's feds on the rooftops. You've seen it everywhere I go, the live stream. Even my closest big city, Louisville, last time I was there, what were we calling out walking down the street? Well, what do we have here? Well, what do we have there peeking over the rooftops? There's a feds. Yeah, man. They're everywhere, especially with the big events. Anyhow, these dudes are sellouts. They sacrificed Christopher Wallace and Tupac Shakur to the Baphomet. And you see what the devil will do with the guys to even make sacrifices to him. P. Diddy is in a music video doing the satanic sacrificial jump off the towers. He's falling, mocking it. Falling. You could look it up. They're that satanic, man. P. Diddy got his card pulled, just like Bill Cosby did. Remember Bill Cosby? He was next up to get charged with rape and all this. And why? Because he was bucking back at the system. They even threw him in jail. But guess what? He made some sacrifices, coughed up a bunch of money, bowed down. Guess what? They let him out. They let him out. You keep thinking you're going to try to rally against them and fight them to the death. They'll keep you in there and throw away the key like Weinstein. Or they'll murk you while you're in there like Epstein. Like, boy, Shook better just keep his mouth shut. Before it comes back to bite him. Anyhow,
sun don't shine.
That's how I feel about that. That's who murdered them guys. Was your government. Mm-hmm. And come up here at the top of the hour. I want to state that they have reported the first case of this H5N1 bird flu that they're saying has jumped from cattle now to humans in Texas. And is this the next major disease that you're going to be pushing? Well, disease X, I believe, is going to be something that they push before this election time. Or some kind of something. You know, stifle everybody at the voting booth. And by the way, the throwouts of politics, I know we're at the top of the hour here, coming up on a close on the end of the show here. I'll go through a couple things here real quick connected to politics, and I'm going to end here on the guy that I think's potentially the Antichrist, the false prophet.
Y'all need out to listen Israel to this.
That has performed miracles. That's why. You know, Obama, Donald Trump, Vladimir Putin. Last I checked, none of them performed miracles.
No, none
not
of them.
Not even
did
the Pope.
Nope.
Is doing what this guy's doing. As I'm about to show you. Matter of fact, screw all this. There's really nothing else here that's even more important than that. When I feel that I found the guy that's going to sit in the third temple. Okay? And last time I could not tell you his name because I couldn't think of it. But I'm going to tell you right now.
Heads up, folks.
He is called the Yanuka.
He's called the Yanuka now.
Do you understand me?
There's a translation for
that. Listen clearly.
This,
I think a lot of you are going to remember the first time you heard this, and it's going to say, the Yanuka. He's said to be a genius. He has memorized their biblical text in the Torah, word for word, like no one else could do. He could spit it out like a computer on command. This is the Yanuka Rav Shlomo Yehuda. He is their anointed Messiah. This is it. This is it. I told you a long time ago, they had this dude on the money. I don't know if something's going to happen. I don't know what's about to go down. But this is the dude. And guess what? He's performing miracles. They are attributing miracles to this dude. Multiple. This is him. Right here. You remember when I told you I had some cats from Israel tell me that he's here? He's here? And I tried to tell you all. I tried to tell you all, and they were like, look, he's on our money. But they hid it. And I was like, what? And I went and I looked, and there he was. The Yanuka. There he was. But they hid him. Our money shows your president right in the middle. Right in the middle. But what they did is they cut it right down the middle of his face. He's on the edges, hidden. But when it's coming off the printing press and you can see the whole image, it is the image of a Jewish man just like him with his curly cues coming down the side with a black top hat on. The depiction of it, it's dead on it. Dead on it.
It's an article.
This is the guy they've chosen. I'm not saying this. They have. Do you understand? Never have I ever. I've come across a lot of demons in this plane. That a lot of people we guess, we say, oh, maybe it's this person. Oh, maybe it's that person. Maybe it's that person. Ain't no one come this close. Because the dark Messiah will sit inside that temple. This is the man that plans to sit in that temple. This man, dude. He speaks on it right here. The Yanuka calls for world peace, and he talks on the Jewish temple. He is a false man of peace. I swear, you could, dude, I'm gonna drop the link here, so you guys can look up, watch all these videos. You can get lost. You can realize the dude's here. He's here. Okay. I don't know what day or time, whenever you thought it was, the day you were gonna realize when this dude. It wasn't ever gonna be any of these other characters, these Obamas, these Trumps. Yeah, they're all evil. They all play into the spirit of the Antichrist. Okay? But dude, even the Pope, he represents a synagogue of Satan. But he's not even the top. There's a black Pope above him. But that's not even the cat. That's not even the cat that they're calling the Messiah. It's this dude. Dude, it's insane, man. The Dajjal. The Dajjal. On the shelf. You got that right, Sonic Cat. This is it. No one. None of those other cats. All those videos you ever seen. And it's okay. It's okay. All those dudes look like Obama, really look like the Antichrist, and really showed a lot of signs, evil signs. All these cats did. But not none of them are being claimed by this sect of Jews to be the Messiah.
And none of them perform miracles like this dude's performing.
None of them are performing miracles.
Exactly.
The Bible talks about that.
So why don't you stop and think about that before someone out there says, I think Trump's the Antichrist, or whatever. Yeah, he can play his role. Just, do you even really know what the Antichrist is? Or are you just saying stuff?
Well, an Antichrist type doesn't have to perform miracles, but they can still do other things like the Antichrist would do.
Because there has to be a man that sits in that temple, and this man plans to do it. It has to be a man that they see as the Messiah in Israel, this group of Jews. And none of the rest of them fit the bill. So what I'm saying to you from this point on, all that talk, all the videos, all the guessing and wondering, is it Trump? All that's out the window. It's gone. Are they players under the spirit of the Antichrist? You could say yes. But are they the?
No.
Until you match what this dude brings, this dude's at least the false prophet.
He's definitely a false prophet.
You understand? In my book. This man is at least the false prophet, if not the false messiah.
He is the false one. That's what
all he calls for is peace, 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 peace. It's just crazy. And all that comes to my mind is,
it's not real peace. It's false peace.
This is the Yanuka. I'm going to play just a small piece here.
Everything breaks loose when the Antichrist comes.
Of this video.
3, 2, 1, let's go. Hey family, today is January 29th, and this is Adam with the Watchman Adam YouTube channel, back with a video. Now, if you're new to our, you already know, let's go. Alrighty guys, I pray you're all doing well today, I love you. Today, I have another Yanuka update. You're not going to believe what he recently said. But if you don't know who the Yanuka is, let me give you a brief rundown of him. The Yanuka is around 33 years old, and his name translates to peaceable and Judah. And this dude has the entire Torah and Talmud memorized word for word. He can literally recite the books word for word. There's around 6 claims of him healing people with his blessings, and people from all across Israel are coming to him to try to be healed. The Yanuka is being called the only man who can bring peace to the entire Middle East, and he's a big advocate for peace. The Yanuka is treated like a rock star, and he is idolized by senior rabbis in Israel. And he is called the Yanuka because Yanuka means Torah genius, and he has the entire book memorized. He could...
Did you hear that? So, Torah genius is what this man, is what the Yanuka stands for here. And he has the Torah and the Talmud. The Talmud. You know, the Talmudic Jews, Talmud, that calls for this, the killing of Christians. Of not mashing your baby's heads in the ground. Do you know what it even says? Does anybody even take a time to go read it? They want to sit here and say that we're full of hate, right-wing supremacy, hate groups, when their literal religious text calls to kill us. Who's the ones that are hateful? Same with your Jesuit oath. Who's the ones that are evil?
The Jews. Those sects of Jews. The Talmud Jews.
Don't tell them, my friends.
That's right. Because everyone stays.
Very well be the long-awaited false Jewish Messiah. Now, on his YouTube channel, he uploaded a video yesterday called The Yanuka, Prayer for Peace in the World. I told you guys, he's a big advocate for peace. So what I'm about to do is read you his video, and I want you to listen closely to what he says. Here we go.
I'm not playing the whole thing. But at this point, it's not just Dabu 7. You now should know. And you can go and do your own research. He's here. Did he just say he's around 33 years old? He is here. He's called the Yanuka. This is Illuminati on all these demons. To the end, do you understand me? Take it however you want. soon as they sacrifice this heifer, this month, they begin building the temple.
Yep.
He speaks on the temple in this video. I'm not playing at all. You can do your own research from there. I let you know, for those of you that never knew who he was, tonight, you know. You now know. You know who this man is. You know he's here. You know he lives. He breathes. He has a name. He has a face. They are worshiping him already. They are attributing miracles to him. He's healing people. He's here. He's here. And I'm more waiting, and I'm more wondering. To me, if this is not the embodiment, the one, like I told you before, this is the false prophet, and he is going to step out from behind him. But I cannot see how anyone trumps this guy, because they're not bowing down to anyone else in there. There's no one else performing miracles, for crying out loud. Dude.
Counterfeit.
This
miracles.
Is crazy.
Counterfeit miracles.
Dude, this is culminati to the end.
Definitely. Satanic. It's all from the devil. This is the devil. That's who the Antichrist really is.
You'll never get anywhere close to this, dude.
He's right there, getting ready to come out. Right after they do the sacrifice, he'll reveal himself. The Bible talks about when they do the heifer, pour it over to the site.
Well,
he will reveal himself.
Things I'm thinking I can't even say. It just leaves me for a lack of. Almost speechless. I've gone all this time wondering, and I'm now sitting here staring at everything I've told you, staring you right in the face. Well, what do you say to this when they're literally saying that's their man? I mean, you can deny it. You could deny him as being a Christ.
Yes, you can.
Or deny a Messiah.
It. Yeah, right.
But
he said the right.
You can't deny the fact that they're worshiping him. This is everything we've ever warned about. It's like happening right now. It's like surreal.
What about that? But it's true. It's really happening.
No one else fills the shoes of the Yanuka. No one carries a freaking name like this Jet. I just. Man, we're in them days. For real. I didn't even get a chance to speak on tonight Israel dropping bombs in Damascus. When you wake up here any day in Damascus, it's completely leveled.
It could be today or tomorrow.
Any day.
Yep.
And it looks like Aleppo or Homs or any of these other places, they've leveled. You're living out of the page, right out of a good book.
Yep. It talks about
this. Damascus is the oldest living city known to mankind, like on the planet. It's been ongoing constantly.
All these places where a lot of
its destruction is prophesied in the good book.
Right. That's one of the places that's
been. When it happens,
even Israel,
when Netanyahu and them obliterated here any day.
Yeah. One day,
you were living in a page right out of the book. There is no doubt. You can put yourself in that moment in time in history. You lived to that biblical point. Prophesized point of that city getting leveled. It's about to happen. We're on the cusp of it. Israel's about to go kamikaze. You watch. And the prophecy states, for anyone that reads the good book, that actually listens to the Messiah, the real one, Yeshua, and all the warnings
that he gives,
Israel's about to get rocked. Not one stone will be left unturned. Now, this very lonely wait until they build this temple. Because that's what gets destroyed.
Right, along with Israel.
They're about to start the first blocks laying them, man. I'm telling you. As soon as this heifer is sacrificed, we're in the month. It's crazy. We're in the month. And here I'm showing you their man. You cannot deny that this is of the craziest times. It's all there. The signs in the heavens. Everything is right in front. It's not hidden no more. That's the veil has been lifted.
That's right. That's what it said it would happen before the end. That's what's happening. The veil is being lifted.
What comes next is destruction, though. Right. I'm warning you.
It always has to happen before destruction.
It's coming hard.
Yes.
Lowrider checking in. Back in from that vacay, huh? Much love, brother. I wonder where you've been, how you've been doing. Thank you for the 10 coffees. Man, nobody rolls in, shows us support like Lowrider, man. I hope you're well, brother. And I hope I get to see you before this all comes to a head. But as you can see, this is stuff you find in a movie. It's all real. It's all happening right now. And that's crazy. These are the days. Really starting to ramp up. And really, for anyone that's a true believer, it's got to be a bit exciting. Because if you're like me and you feel like you really got in here to live this life for this moment in time, you know, you might have lived 20 million lives already, but how are you going to know when you're born into a life where you don't remember anything? When you're born into a sack of amniotic fluid. Amnesia fluid is what it is.
Yep.
Amniotic fluid. Yep. Look it up.
Yep.
All by design. Man, I don't never want to come back into this place again. I laid this whole life down to fight this fight, to prove to the Most High that I would do this to the end.
So I never
have to come back here.
Yeah, well, you won't have to. Nobody will. Once it ends.
I hope you'll do the same. Because I can't stand it.
A lot better place.
Yeah. If I had a great teacher here to teach me some of these things that no one else would, how to exercise these demons, I'd have them doing jumping jacks and backflips left and right. Because that's the name of the game. Nothing but spiritual warfare here. We wrestle not against flesh, but against dark principalities in these higher places.
I just saw that on Facebook.
These dark entities have power.
Ephesians 2:23.
And if I could do anything, if I wish I had any more power, it's to control them, Jin, and to ward them off. Just as an exorcist does. Power in the name of Jesus.
Man, Holy Spirit.
You know, if there wasn't power in it, it wouldn't work. So you can say what you want.
Ward them off.
Say what you want. There's reasons demons flee to that name. Because it works.
I love you. I love you.
And it's been proven time and time again.
I love you, precious.
There's a yin to every yang. Don't you ever forget it. There's the opposite to everything. And this level of evil should show you, it should prove to you, that there's good. There's a level of good out there somewhere, because there has to be. That's how I look at it. Take away all the names, all the religion, all the everything. If you just break it down to just the simpleness of it all. I'm seeing the Godhead of evil form right in front of me. I know in my heart and soul there's an opposite to that. There has to be, because I know it. I know it. Whether I see Yeshua, Jesus, or not, I know they're watching everything I speak right now. To me, you have got to be ignorant to look around at everything here that you see and think nothing made it. We can create. We can speak things into existence. Something made this whole playground, this petri dish we're in. They sure did. Just as we can make one and observe it. We are being watched. And I hope to at least make proud those at home base and home team watching and listening in on all this transmission. I do it for you. I do it for the team. Man, we need your help. So you know, from here on out, he's here. Don't you ever forget it. Don't you ever forget God Blue 7 showed you on this 1st of April. The Yanuka. And it's Illuminati on all of them. The false man of peace is all I can keep thinking, man. Everything, if you listen to the video from earlier, you'll know. I'm really liking all of where we sit. Sometimes you gotta pump the brakes, you gotta stop for a second and look around and see where you're at. And boy, oh boy. Yeah, man. Interesting times, all I can say. It's hard to leave me, like, speechless, but when I come down to the night where I'm pretty convinced that we're talking about the false prophet or the one, the dark messiah, it's crazy. There's, like, no speculation, no doubt in my mind that that dude is one of the two. And that's just insane. No one out there is performing miracles like this did. You should remember that. That's the craziest part about all this. It's in the open. It's documented. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's not a question of if, maybe he is, might. No. This is facts, man. It's on. Thompson in the house, man. Much love, my brother. I want to thank everyone that joins me for these streams, man. I know we went long tonight here. Jay Wunsch, thank you for all the support. MC Lowrider again, man, checking in. There's a lot of you out there, man. I feel are in this fight. You came here the same way as me, I feel, to fight this fight. So I'm ready to connect game. I'm ready to connect up. Voltron, Thundercats, baby, come together and make something big happen. I don't know. Maybe it's just, maybe you should appreciate every day we got left and make the best of it, the most of it. I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm almost at a loss of words here tonight because I'm 1,000% convinced with all the signs and everything that we've covered that, it's that time. It really is. Share this information, man, with other people, man. Help educate them. Take this knowledge. Speak it to them. All these crazy things that we covered, man, it's a constant. We're in the craziest times, man. I wish you all well. As they always say, if the Lord doesn't come, a return here in the coming days. I'll see you next time for another Underground World News Live. God bless all of you. And remember, you have the power to speak things into existence. Let's win this war. Let's make it out of here and never come back. If true to the Most High, we're up for the task. Regulators, mount up.
Platforms. Thank you for listening to us. Glad to bring this information to you. Free of charge. You want to help us out? You can. By making a donation to us. You know, on our subscription page here on anchor.fm and also across Spotify. You can even donate to us by sending an email to me through Facebook Messenger.
and we'll get all the information to you. This has been a presentation from Dabu 7 and also from us here on XM Radio across the network. Thank you. We'll be back with more in news updates all this week. I mean, news, breaking news from other people in the communities along with myself. Everybody have a wonderful day. I love you. Be safe, everyone. Don't be in fear, but always be safe, because Christ is coming, and he's very near right now. To those who really trust and believe in him, amazing things are going to take place and start happening. So rely and put your trust in God, not in this world or any of the nonsense that comes with it, but always put your trust in God. And that's where you'll see the real truth. Everybody have a good night. Signing off, Michael DeSilva from this broadcast. Take care.